Bank of Cardiff. This is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. It's Kim Hasner.
Hey, I have a little issue with my phone system. I'm just trying to switch back. Kim?
Yeah?
Give me 1 second, okay? I'm trying to switch this over. Give me 1 second. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Perfect, perfect. How was your weekend?
Good. How about you?
You know, I'm doing a lot of reading and kind of trying to figure out what's going on in our economy. It interests me.
Oh. So you got educated all weekend?
You know, it's very interesting to me what's, and I'm a young guy, so I really haven't, like, been through the whole cycle, so to speak, but what I see is, and I think I've seen it on my end, so when I started with our firm, it was 2007, and the world was falling apart, I just didn't know it yet. And what I've seen from 2011 to 2016 is it seems like things have gone better, much, much better, but I also see an insane amount of debt and borrowing, both by individuals, businesses, countries, and I think that some of the things that, I mean, you read about, you know, I'm sure it helps your home buyers that interest rates are pretty much free at this point.
Really good.
Yeah, I mean, Germany borrows money at 0.15% over 10 years, and Japan actually. Yeah. Do you know Japan has negative interest rates right now?
Oh my God! Wow.
So you have to pay, if you buy a Japanese bond, you have to pay them effectively. You'll lose money by giving them money over 15 years.
Oh,
but what I see is, and especially for like the whole real estate market, I kind of feel like everyone's trying to predict, you know, like here's what's going on and here's what's going on. And I honestly just think these rates are here to stay because I think the second you raise rates, you freak people out with the real estate market. So
sure.
I think it's kind of you put yourself in a position where it's kind of like a kid. Like you tell the kid, like, if you don't brush your teeth and take a shower, you're not going to get dessert. And then the kid says, well, I'm not going to do my homework. And you say, okay, all right, fine. As long as you do your homework, you get your dessert. And so then eventually you can't convince that kid to brush his teeth and take a shower because there's no
thing, right. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just fascinating how you have, but you know, I don't know if that helps. Are the people you're selling to real estate, are they people that own multiple homes? Are they first time buyers? What's your customer mix?
We have a pretty good mix. I mean, do a lot of first time home buyers, but then also, I mean, I've seen so many changes that,
you work with first time home buyers? Is that what you said? I couldn't hear you. Cut off.
Yep. Some of them are, but what I'm seeing a lot of, which is kind of interesting to me, which wasn't when I bought my house, is, parents are, like, paying for their kids' houses, and, you know, it's a whole different, I mean, it is different, for sure.
Oh, because those kids can't qualify.
They can't qualify, they don't really have that perfect job, you know, their good job yet, you know, or they're just getting started. I mean, everything is, like, delayed quite a bit, you know, where when I was younger, I mean, I did everything on my own, bought my own house, you know, it is what it is, right? So, you know, I don't know. It's,
well, I think I'm 32, and I think the thing that I see, and I have friends, you know, I have friends that didn't graduate college, I have friends that went to grad school, I have every shade of gray in between. But I think the problem is we're in California, so I don't know how your real estate market is, but it is very, very expensive to buy something out here. It is extremely.
Oh, I know. I've heard.
Yeah, I mean,
I
have a friend who's paying $2,000 a month for rent, and he has like a nice one-bedroom apartment, but it's not a penthouse. And you start to see, and he's a guy that likes certain nice things, but you just see that. Oh my God. But I think the problem is with people that are my age is if you go buy, what's a reasonable house cost in your area, or first-time home buyer? What is that going to cost?
Well, we're at about $200,000.
Okay. And so I think...
Decent house.
Okay. I think the problem is that if you talk about $200,000, and let's even assume 5% down. For many people that are targeting that house, there is no way that they have $10,000 in the bank plus closing costs plus some reserves.
Right.
And so I think it's this idea of, yeah, like, that's the whole fascinating thing to me. Yeah, the payment on that is really low. Yeah, the rate is really low. But to actually make it happen, it's an impossibility. So no, I'm not necessarily educating myself. I'm trying to kind of it's interesting to see how the economy went, how like all these governments around the world are just, they've made money, so they're basically propping up and making, they're flooding the system with money to keep people happy. I don't know if that's such a long-term solution, but it's fascinating to me. It's very interesting. So let's talk about your approval and kind of what I was able to figure out. So, and I apologize for the back and forth. I was given approval, and then I had to get all these stipulations, so I don't want to feel you to feel like we're trying to kind of string along here. So MCC's approval is up to $115,000. They're essentially making an exception where, from what I understood previously, they typically would have to pay off any advances. So typically, they would have to wait for the night balance to be paid off or pay it off themselves, where they're making an exception here, which is great for you. The challenge here is that if they go above about $95,000,
right,
they'll need financials. Now, they won't need tax returns. And so basically, that was the same thing that happened last time. It just is now kind of coming up now. I'm not here to push you into funding or to loan, so I want to give you your options. Option one is, if you do $95,000, you won't have to, you could probably fund this by tomorrow. The issue is that you would net less money because you would let less money because you're at 95 as opposed to 115. You would still take advantage of that 2% reduction in pricing, and you would have a lower payment. That's option one. Option two is this. Go ahead.
What would the payment be on that?
They usually have like. So let's just see. Give me a second. Dun, 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 dun. So, if we did... So, your daily on that would be 524, and I think on the 115, just let me make sure, I think it's 638. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, it was around there. Yeah. Okay.
So here are a few options that I want to go through and kind of walk you through step by step. So the first option is you do nothing. It's your choice completely. The second option is you would do 95. You would have a cheaper payment. You would just net $20,000 less. The third option is this. And there's another way to look at this. And by the way, can you not generate a P&L or a balance sheet off your like Wolt Loan Rule software? Is that an impossibility right now?
Well, that was one thing I asked you. So you wanted it, would it be for this year? Is that what?
It would be, from what I understand, just 2015. I do not believe you need interims. They might ask you for the 2016 year. To be on the safe side, I would do 2015 and 2016 year to date, or at least what you can get, so you don't have to feel like you go back and forth. They're basically asking for that reason just to see, hey, how is the company doing? So when they get when funding gets audited, they can say, well, look, the business supports these revenues.
Okay.
So that's option two. Let me go through a few other options. I'm going to kind of overwhelm you with options. I apologize. Option three is this. If you want, I really wouldn't suggest it. I don't think it does much for your business, but if you want, you could do a shorter term on the $95,000. Your payment would obviously go a bit up. The advantage is you could ask for more money quickly. So let's just say if you did an 8-month term, you could ask for more funds quickly, or a 9-month term, you'd be 4 or 5 months out. But I really wouldn't suggest it. And the reason why is if you do, say, an 8-month term versus a 12-month term, the cost doesn't say relative. So even though an 8-month term is
shorter,
33% shorter, you're not paying 33% less. So I really wouldn't suggest that option.
Right. Okay.
So the three options that I would suggest personally is I would do the 95, or I would do the P&L and see if you can do the P&L. Or I would just wait a little while until the tax return situation got corrected. It's really whatever makes you most comfortable.
Okay. And then, so I think the one that you pay, I think it's at like 52 or something right now.
You won't have to pay off your night balance. Your current balance, I can give you the exact numbers.
I might end up just paying that off.
That's fine. That's fine. They're just not making you do it to get due funding. So that's the thing.
Gotcha.
They're not forcing that hand, which I appreciate.
I might do it just for cash flow purposes for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's completely fine. Do you know what your current payment is right now with MCC or Biz 5?
I think it's close to that. I think it's like 504 or something.
Okay. So as of May 26th, your balance was $57,852. The 26th.
I'm able to log into it online now, so
okay.
I think I'm able to log into it online now. So I think when I looked at it, it was at like 52 or something.
That sounds accurate because it's been about 12. It's been about 15 business days or 14 business days. That makes sense. You've had close to 10, 11 payments. So that makes sense.
Right.
Or no, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You've had about 20 payments. So here's how it would work. So what we can do is, and I've got to be specific with MCC. You would redocument, I think, based on a 52K balance, not a 57K, because if you don't say that clearly to them, they'll just lower the payback or payment. You don't want to do that. So basically,
right.
You were at 115 versus 57. So you were netting about $58,000. If you're at 95
okay.
versus about 42, you would net about $43,000. Your payment would
okay.
just drop significantly. So that would be the difference. But I would get you, if you wanted to go that route, I'd get you new documents to make sure that the balance is according for it, to make sure you're netting that 43 and change.
And that's probably going to be the option I go, because it's just easy
okay.
at this point.
Okay.
And then I'm going to, you know, like I said, between you and I might end up paying that night off with it, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So let me do this. Let me go and check. Let me go check and talk to the person I talked to. She gets it in 30 minutes. So let me see if she can redo paperwork for 95, and then I'll give you a quick holler. Is this the best number to reach you at?
It's my cell phone. Yeah, I'm in and out. I've got a meeting here shortly, too. So that's why it's sometimes hard to get me on the phone. I could usually...
No worries.
You know, keep that covered, whatever, you know. But yeah, if you want to get that stuff put back together, that's cool.
Cool, yeah, let me do that, and then I'll give you a quick holler on what we can do. Give me about, say, an
okay.
hour or so, and I'll make it happen.
Okay, you're
cool.
Thanks.
Thanks a ton.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.